Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. It's commencement season in Massachusetts. Through the rain and cold, graduates have been marching in their festive regalia and sitting for speeches that are supposed to help them navigate the next stage of life. This weekend, there were graduations at Berkeley, Northeastern, and American International College, among others. Governor Charlie Baker spoke at UMass Amherst on Friday and knew he was taking a risk of being utterly forgettable.
Now, true confessions, I've been to three of my own graduations. High school, college, and graduate school. I have no idea who spoke at my high school graduation. German Chancellor Helmut Kohl spoke at my college graduation. I do not remember one word he said. And General Motors CEO Roger Smith spoke at my business school graduation, and I don't remember anything he said either. So I recognize the extremely high bar I have to climb over today to say something that might mean something.
Springfield Housing Authority Executive Director Denise Jordan told new graduates of American International College in Springfield that she wishes she could give them something more than just words of wisdom.
I would love for nothing more than to be able to jump down from this podium, channeling my inner Oprah, running out amongst you, shouting to the rooftops, and you get a job, and you get a job. And your student loan is paid for. And your student loan is paid for.
If only it were so easy. If there was a common message in these commencement speeches, it was this. You will have struggles, lots of them, and you will fail. And the most important things you will do will not be glamorous. Here's Governor Baker again, recalling the time a young man asked him to speak at an event shortly after Baker lost the governor's race to Deval Patrick in 2010.
I reminded him I just lost the election and questioned him about why me. He paused for a minute and then he said, I think you're perfect. I want you to talk about why it's okay to fail. Now my first thought was, wow, it's a good thing you're not standing next to me. My second was to hang up on him. But I'd been raised by my parents to hear people out, and I did. In time, I thought the story he was asking me to share was worth telling. So I went and I told it, and I was glad that I did.
At Northeastern's commencement, Tara Westover, the award-winning author of the memoir Educated, had a similar message. She said, on a day when photo after photo of smiling faces and champagne glasses will be posted online, graduates should take a moment to remember the more difficult and necessary moments that led up to their walks across the stage. She encouraged students to celebrate what she calls the un-Instagrammable self.
Here's something I truly believe. Everything of any significance that you will do in your life will be done by your uninstagrammable self. It is, for example, your uninstagrammable self who's graduating today. I say that with confidence because I have yet to see a Facebook or Instagram account which is devoted to photos of someone studying or attending lectures or writing essays. There's probably one, but there's one of everything.
At Berklee College of Music, five-time Grammy Award-winning rapper, singer, and record producer Missy Elliott shared her struggles, telling graduates there will be ups and downs, but saying they've come too far to quit.
As long as you are breathing, it is never too late. Because people will tell you you're too old. People will tell you it'll never work. Don't believe that, because I'm standing here today, and I'm quite sure these people can say the same thing, and you all can say this, because look at you. You have graduated.
The rapper choked up as she became the first ever hip-hop artist to receive an honorary doctorate from Berklee.
I'm so sorry that I'm a crybaby, but I'm about to wear this cap and gown in the shower, all my next videos, everywhere I go. So don't hold it against me. Thank you all so much. I love you.
So, class of 2019, from Radio Boston's heart to yours, and in the words of Missy Elliott, you've graduated. Don't be afraid to. And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. Boston's NPR news station. I'm Callum Borchers. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
People you know, me and Timberlake.